High taxation on land was one factor which very much slowed down India's economic development. Even today, agriculture is a significant part of the Indian economy, employing about half of the Indian workforce. But in earlier centuries, agriculture really was most of the economy. Under Mughal rule before the arrival of the British, taxes on land were commonly between 40% to 50%. This was already fairly high. To put those numbers in context, at the time, taxes on land in China were quite commonly under 10%. When the British East India Company started to take over and rule parts of India in the 18th century, what they did was to raise taxes to maximize revenue, backed by coercion and violence. The company used Indian intermediaries to collect the tax revenue. Taxes went up in general to the range of 50% to 60%, and in some cases they were as high as 80%. In general, higher taxes lead to lower effort in working the land and less interest in bringing about agricultural improvements. One striking lesson from studying the history of developing economies is that very bad policies can have long and persistent effects, sometimes stretching centuries. If we look at India, we can compare different regions, those which had landlord-based systems with high rates of taxation and extreme land inequality, and those areas that had what are called individual cultivator systems. The difference to this day remains. The regions which had the landlord-based systems have fewer primary schools, fewer high schools, fewer roads, they are less likely to have electricity, and they have lower rates of electoral participation. The good news is modern India. Most of India abolished these forms of land taxation in the early 1950s, following their liberation from British colonial rule. Unfortunately, some of the legacies still remain. To read more on this topic, here are two very good sources.